Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 23, verses 12 through 22. The Reverend Dr. John Sias is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Acts, the 23rd chapter. When it was day, the Jews made a plot and bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. There were more than 40 who made this conspiracy. They went to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have strictly bound ourselves by an oath to taste no food until we have killed Paul. Now, therefore, you, along with the council, give notice to the tribune to bring him down to you, as though you were going to determine his case more exactly. And we are ready to kill him before he comes near." Now the son of Paul's sister heard of their ambush. So he went and entered the barracks and told Paul. Paul called one of the centurions and said, "Take this young man to the tribune, for he has something to tell him." So he took him and brought him to the tribune and said, "Paul the prisoner called me and asked me to bring this young man to you, as he has something to say to you." The tribune took him by the hand and, going aside, asked him privately, "What is it that you have to tell me?" And he said, "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the council tomorrow, as though they were going to inquire somewhat more for him, closely about him. But do not be persuaded by them, for more than 40 of their men are lying in ambush for him, who have bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now they are ready, waiting for your consent." So the tribune dismissed the young man, charging him, "Tell no one that you have informed me of these things." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To the Lord, all times are present at once, and he to them. But we live day by day, hour by hour, in the moment. And therefore, we wonder what God is doing, or if, in the moment, he is doing anything at all. In the text for today, a plot hatched, the end of which Paul won't see for some time. His nephew happens upon it and is dispatched to tell the authority, who is known to be of divided ambition, on the one hand, to please the plotters, on the other hand, not to displease Caesar too much. Who knows which wind will prevail with this shaking reed? The end of it, this hour, is this veiled man's veiled and suspenseful order. "Tell no one that you have informed me of these things." And there today we sit and stew a while. The happy end of the movie, if it's going to be that, or even the loose ends tied satisfyingly, if sadly up, is not yet. And how many hours of our lives are just this way? A new river is found to block our manifest destiny, our westward ho, but no way across has yet been made plain. Then what can one do but what one sees to do and then wait on God? But that this waiting is sometimes obviously all we have doesn't mean then that it's easy. It doesn't mean even when the work he's set before us is plain enough and can be worked at, that the waiting on him to bring of it what he will is all that easy. It is not, though, as if our Lord, our great high priest, does not understand. For one of the great condescensions of his entering into our flesh is the subjection of that flesh in which he lived and moved and had his even divine being to the little hours of our fleshy life. For it is not at the last trumpet all at once, but by stages, in hours, and by moments that faith in the whole is tried, refined, and proved. Times like Paul suffers here, times we suffer. And so I think it's very fitting that the psalm today is that one with which the tempter tested our Lord 40 days into the fast, thrown out into the desert by the Spirit on his first baptized footfalls toward the cross. That was an opportune little time for trial, if ever there was one. To borrow from somebody's catechism outline, the devil puts to his prey there in the wilderness questions of identity, of security, and of meaning. If you are indeed the Christ, shouldn't it be an easier go for you? Ought you not have a bite to eat? Come on. If not that, don't you want to know right now if you're to be the Christ? Don't you want to have some convincing proof if this Father of yours is going to save you at the final pinch? Or if you're willing to go blind, then why? What difference? What difference does it make if you get what you want by an easier way than the cross? Come on, just bow down and worship me. No nails, no thorns, no piercing through. I'll give you the obedience of the masses, which I certainly have. He put, I'm sure, the same to Paul, same to us in our little hours, even though the end is plainly told us, isn't it? The work of God is this, that you believe in the one he sent. Also that you have been saved in baptism in the Holy Spirit, so that, here's what God's going for, being justified by his grace, we should be heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And even, be thou faithful unto death, simply, and I will give you the crown of life. Yes, the end is told us, isn't it? But it's not yet. And what is God doing in this little hour? What can you do? Hear these voices in our head. If you are of the Christ, if you really are his, the tempter says, shouldn't it be going better for you than it is? Or shouldn't you test him a bit here before you are pushed to go all in at that final hour? And if blessedness is what you want, boy, there's got to be an easier way. He may not fly us around and whisper slitheringly the words, but he doesn't have to. These are the questions of our fallen minds in all our little hours. But with regard to this very psalm, with which our enemy hurled all his best material at our Lord Jesus, that same Lord Jesus has proved himself for us, once and for all, as both priest and sacrifice, the one over it and the one who does it, who's done it. For when the devil in his little hour asks, where are all these angels? When your path looks all full of stones, the Lord's reply is, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And it's not merely a rebuke of the confirmed and evil one, for what would be the point of that? Nor is it a simple rebuke of us, who, truth be told, are always trying, if not the Lord's goodness, at least his patience. But it is, in a sense, our Lord Jesus pulling us under his wing to say, hey, death, sin, hell, devil, don't try me. For all these together are not up to what he himself is doing. Once and all, and now, over again, through us, even if in the moment we know not how. For though faith is tried bit by bit in the little hours, what it believes is not worked out bit by bit, but proved already in full. It is present in God already to all time and everywhere. So in this Paul's little hour, in yours, what is the proof? What is the sign that God is still working, even for and in and through you? In your little hour, where will you find the strength to do what comes to hand, what he has given you to do with vigor? And then to wait upon God to bless? Well, comprehended in the great arc of the Christ into which he has drawn even us, every little thing points to the one big one, and in it enough proof for all time. And here, the Tribune's vague words tell no one. They remind me of the Lord's certain ones on the way down from the mount to the plain. Which are these? Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. Just wait, he says. You'll see. And the end of that hour, even before the ends of all our little hours have come, is upon us, my friends. And that cross and passion and that resurrection and ascension is everything that is to be believed. and the testing of the metal of all faith, the tested metal of it, and the hope that leads us with St. Paul and Jesus to go on working the works of God while it is day, and then to rest and refresh our weary souls in Him now in time, even now before our little hours are over, so as to be raised with Him hereafter and forevermore. In our unfinished little hours, we wait upon the God to whom, in whom, by whom already it is finished, for all time and in every part of it. And waiting so, our faith being tried and refined and proved against each day's sufficient trouble, as waiting and resting on this one singular fact, He's died for us and He is risen, so waiting, we shall never be disappointed. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Joshua Schneider, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.